Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. Warning: the brain massage show stimulates genuine thought. Persons unaccustomed to this experience are often overwhelmed. Stay tuned. Your brain is about to be massaged. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air. Stand by. The brain massage show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. Now, Lighthouse Baptist Church and the Brain Massage Radio Show family are joining forces to present the Santa Maria Area Emergency Preparedness Survival Expo 15. Scheduled for October 3rd, and it begins at 9 a.m., runs through 4 p.m. at the Lighthouse. Now, folks, I want my family and my church family to be prepared for any inevitable foreseeable future need, which is a biblical principle taught in Proverbs 6. So I've invited some friends of the Brain Massage Show who have skills and expertise in this area to provide an opportunity for me and my church family to learn how to protect ourselves and our families in the case of an emergency that interrupts access to food, water, medical services, and so on. In fact, in a recent meeting, we identified several categories that we are planning to cover in the Survival Expo 15. Shelter, food preparation, water supply, you know, making fire for cooking and heating, security and communications, medical, light, you know, and how to prepare a bug-out bag, and what do you do with waste, you know, and a resource list, and so on. And we've decided to invite our radio audience. And that means you. If you have a topic you would like to have us address at this expo, call or write me an email and let me know. I'll have a web page set up to receive registrations in a week or so. Meanwhile, if you want to pre-register for the event, call our toll-free number. That number is 888-770-8000, 1-888-770-8000. Let us know that you're interested in attending the event. Or email me by going to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and let me know your name, contact information, so we can ensure you have a place reserved at Survival Expo 15. Now, there is a lot of uncertainty in the air, if you know what I mean, and it can help ease your mind to know you've got some food, water, power for your essential electronics, such as light, a safe way to produce fire for heat and cooking and so on, and a way to stay in touch with one another in an emergency. Anyway, this will be our first Survival Expo at the Lighthouse, and I want you to come. If you've ever attended a Lighthouse event, you know we do things first class. In fact, if you want, you can go home with a sort of starter kit, including a bucket of rice, vacuum-packed, ready for storage. So call 1-888-770-8000 and give us your name, contact information, and how many will be included in your party. Or go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and email that information to me so we can secure your place at the Santa Maria Area Emergency Preparedness Survival Expo 15. All right, great. Get ready for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Well, what shall we talk about today? Let's see. I gave you heads up on the whole anchor baby thing going down last week. You probably heard about Jeb crawfishing on his use of the term, trying to make it out like he wasn't so much talking about the Mexicans as he was talking about the Chinese. Well, at least he knows that the Chinese are big in the anchor baby market. But you know all about that now, so the brain masseur can move on. Hey, did you hear about the latest Planned Parenthood gotcha? An eighth video now has been released, and it's got that racist Hillary favorite, in fact, liberal favorite, Margaret Sanger, singing in her grave. I'm reading from Matt Staver's Liberty Council Action Bulletin, quote, "An eighth and perhaps most damning video to date in a series highlighting Planned Parenthood's trafficking of baby body parts has just been released by the Center for Medical Progress. In it, the CEO of Stem Express, Kate Dyer, is talking to undercover operatives and laughing about how her company purchases fully intact aborted babies from Planned Parenthood. And, of course, you know what is meant by intact. It means the baby's fully developed and not dissected, but whole. And the article goes on. At one point in the video, Dyer makes light of the situation, laughing how shippers have to give warning to lab workers to expect an intact baby. She says, oh yeah, if you have intact cases, which we've done a lot, we sometimes ship those back to our lab in its entirety. Tell the lab it's coming, as she laughs, saying, you know, open the box and you go, oh my God. Yeah, real funny, you know, to these creeps that a baby has been murdered to provide parts for research. Smell that? You know, take a sniff. The familiar stench of Auschwitz. Don't ever ask again how could the Germans have allowed Auschwitz. They allowed it in exactly the same way Americans have looked the other way while 53 million babies have been murdered by denying personhood to them and legalizing the killing of a category of human beings unable to protect themselves. Though the Boy Scouts have finally bowed their knee to the homosexual Gestapo. A few of you, I'm sure, get it. The rest, bless your hearts, probably think I'm just being rude or mean. Sad. The Boy Scouts went rainbow. Now, you know, men who have an unnatural sexual interest in men and boys will be welcome to lead your young men on hiking trips and serve as models of the new American value system that encourages a behavior that is one of the most disease-ridden behaviors. You know, one that is known to cut life expectancy, what is that, about in half? Or something like that. Let's see, what is that? Here it is, 20 years shorter. By the way, you've got to watch these reports, you know. The homosexual activist community is very aggressive about running these down and attempting to debunk them. For example, the study I'm looking at originated in Canada, was put together by pro-homosexual scientists, by the way. They found that homosexually active men died anywhere from 8 to 20 years earlier than their heterosexual counterparts. So Dr. Paul Cameron, you know, a pro-family scientist, cites the study as further corroboration of another study he conducted that presented the same results. And the pro-homo scientists find out that Dr. Cameron is using their study to inform the public of the dangers inherent in that unnatural behavior, and so they go to work to debunk his use of their study. Go figure. So they post an article titled, you know, Gay Life Expectancy Revisited, in which they basically reaffirm their earlier conclusions, but object to their study being used for what they consider anti-gay propaganda. And they go on to say that they think, you know, if the study were done today, the results would be much better. So there you have it. That's it. Oh, and with regard to Dr. Paul Cameron's study, cited in an article titled, Yet Another Study Confirms Gay Life Expectancy 20 Years Shorter, well, he analyzed, quote, tens of thousands of gay obituaries and compared them with AIDS deaths data from the Centers for Disease Control, end quote. And he found that, quote, the life expectancy for homosexuals is about 20 years shorter than that of the general public, end quote. Well, as should be expected, the homosexual activist community jumped on this study and put out an article titled Critique of Obituary Study by the Paul Cameron Group, end quote. Essentially, their argument is that not all homosexuals are listed in gay paper obituaries. Okay. Well, what is intriguing is, first, the number of obituaries included in the study. Quote, tens of thousands, end quote. And the database used for comparison. Quote, AIDS deaths data from the Centers for Disease Control, end quote. What a surprise that these support corresponding conclusions. And then, how remarkable is it that these two independent studies line up perfectly with what the pro-gay scientists found to be true in their study? You know, when you're identifying a location by GPS, you use something called trilateration. I mean, you know, what does it take? 4 satellites, I think, to get a fix on your position or to track you, something like that. 3 to identify and then 1 to verify, something like that. Anyway, maybe one of you can write and explain that to me. Anyway, you've got 3 study spheres all identifying the same 20 years fix. Anyway, I think it's pretty solid that you have 3 separate spheres of study all confirming the same thing. Homosexual lifespan is greatly reduced relative to the general community. It's kind of odd. One of these guys argued against these studies that show homosexuals have a dramatically reduced life expectancy by pointing out, and get this, hey, you know, the gay community is included in the study showing the results for life expectancy in the category called all men. And that is supposed to help your argument. How? The data suggests that if you remove gay men from the sample included in all men, then in that case, the life expectancy for all men would be higher. And so the differential in life expectancy between all men and homosexual men would be greater. Oh, well, you get the point. You have to look closely at these scientists these days, you know. The Bible warns us about the oppositions of, quote, science falsely so-called, end quote, 1 Timothy 6, verse 20. Global schmarming, anyone? It's an odd word, schmarming, used to stand in place of anything. So it identifies something pretentious or something that is not. Well, so that's great. Now NAMBLA, that's the North American Men Boys Love Association, you know, one of the rainbow groups you see proudly marching behind their banner in all these gay pride parades, promoting, well, what their name indicates, Men Boys Love Association. Well, now NAMBLA can join the Boy Scouts and be a welcome leader of a group of boys in this insane world we're living in. You might wonder at the phenomenon of 3% of the population setting the cultural agenda and defining the values for the entire culture until you realize that old adage, that the enemy of my enemy is my friend. I'm sure you are perplexed at how friendly Obama and the rest of the progressives are, and how sympathetic and protective they seem to be of Islamofascists everywhere, you know, who would round up homosexuals and summarily execute them. And at the same time, almost literally trip all over themselves trying to be positioned as pro-gay, pro-homosexual. The secret is that the homosexual agenda is Antichrist, and the Islamofascists are also Antichrist, and the enemy of my enemy is my friend, at least until their mutual enemies neutralized or eliminated. Islamofascists are killing Christians, brutally mutilating them, beheading their children before the eyes of their parents. And I mean, folks, it's beyond barbaric. And over there in the category of Nero-esque obsessive insanity, and Obama is all, you know, where are my golf clubs? You know, Nero fiddled with his violin, and Obama fiddles with his golf club anyway. And meanwhile, the homosexual agenda is the only effective way the Antichrist spirit can persecute Christians here in this country, with the full support of the MSM, mostly stupid media, or Marxist socialist media, whatever, and the low information population, you know, the products of the re-education camps called public schools these days. And this from Liberty Council, quote, last week, I shared the outrageous story of David Wells, a Christian who has been barred from his excellent work as a prison ministry volunteer in the Kentucky prison system because he refuses to agree with that state's new pro-homosexual edict. And it goes on, Wells was barred from visiting counseling or leading worship services for juveniles because he refused to change his biblical viewpoint on homosexuality. Now, another week has passed, and more evidence that it has become open season on Christians and people of faith is making headlines. BuzzFeed is reporting that 130 radical far-left organizations, including the ACLU, Planned Parenthood, NAACP, and others, have sent a letter to President Obama asking him to reverse a Bush-era policy that granted religious organizations an exemption from non-discrimination laws when seeking federal grants, end quote. Now, do you suppose Obama can be pulled off the golf course long enough to give this one some attention? Yeah, you think so, eh? That and making deals with Iran that, you know, that don't involve freeing the American hostages they're holding, but does involve providing cover for their effort to get the nukes they want to blow Israel off the map and destroy the great Satan. Wow. Well, folks, hold on through the break. I'll be right back.
Encounter God. The word encounter means to meet, to experience, to come face to face, to confront. Many encounters are routine happenstances, but even these can have a major impact on our lives. I'm sure each of you listening to this can think of encounters that made a difference in your life. But the greatest life-changing encounter in any life will be those encounters with God that make a difference. Perhaps you've encountered God in the past, but it's been a while since you experienced God in a vital, meaningful encounter. Renew your experience of God with a fresh encounter this year that will impact your life for spiritual growth. Perhaps you've never experienced God, and He doesn't seem real to you. You can encounter God in 2015, and when you do, your life will take on new meaning and purpose, and you'll know that God is real. Have you ever complained against the White House and the House of Congress for despising our laws, showing contempt for our Constitution, and turning their back on our founding values and beliefs? Does it seem the Lord has forsaken the people's houses? And by the way, how's your house doing? Perhaps there is another house you should think about, the house of God, the church, which according to Jesus is the pillar and ground of the truth. He told us not to forsake the house of God. Have you? How long has it been since your family gathered with God's people in His house? God can fix the White House and the House of Congress and your house too. But remember, He begins with His own house. Every great revival has begun with a return to the house of God. God will return to our houses when we return to His. Lighthouse Baptist Church invites you to join us in the house of God this Sunday. Call 805-347-9887 or go to santamarialighthouse.org for more information. Stand by. Five, the Brain four, Massage Show three, is about two, to blow your mind.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps to the church belfry arch, singing the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. The Lighthouse Baptist Church family is teaming up with the Brain Massage Radio family to present the Santa Maria Area Emergency Preparedness Survival Expo 15. It's scheduled for October 3. It begins at 9 a.m. It runs till 4 p.m. here at the Lighthouse. I'm sure, like you, I want my family and my church family to be prepared for inevitable foreseeable future needs. It's a biblical principle taught in Proverbs 6. So I've invited some friends of the Brain Massage Show who have skills and expertise in this area to provide an opportunity for me and my church family to learn how to protect ourselves and our families in the case of an emergency that interrupts access to food, water, medical services, and so on. In a recent meeting, we identified several categories that we are planning to cover in Survival Expo 15. Shelter, food preparation, water supply, making fire for cooking and heat, security, communications, medical light, how to prepare a bug-out bag, what to do with waste, and a resource list, and so on. And we've decided to invite our radio audience, and that means you. If you have a topic you would like to have us address at Survival Expo 15, call or write me an email and let me know. I'll have a webpage set up to receive registrations in a week or so. Meanwhile, if you want to get in on this and pre-register for the event, call our toll-free number. That's 1-888-770-8000. And let us know you are interested, or email me by going to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and give us your name and contact information and so on, so we can ensure you have a place reserved at Survival Expo 15. Well, 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 what have we here? North Korea and South Korea are in a scuffle again. An article dated August 24, 2015, that's last Tuesday, alarming us that 50 North Korean subs have disappeared from South Korean radar. It was feared some of these were nuke missile capable, and that they were sent into action to deliver a preemptive strike against South Korea if negotiations between the countries failed. This article takes the occasion of this alarming news to remind us of all the concern the Pentagon has about North Korea's mobile ICBM launchers and the recent developments over there of technology allowing them to put a nuclear explosion or to set off a nuclear explosion over, well, say, California. And that would generate what's called an EMP, electromagnetic pulse, that would, it is believed, wipe out our electronics and take out the power grid, wipe out transformers, so leaving us in the dark and without power. And, well, happily, the same day, by the way, that this article was published, North and South Korea settled their differences for the moment. And the missing subs are reappearing back in their ports. And Kim has fired some top military officials, but it looks to me like it's just Kimmy boy throwing a fit because he lost face to the South Koreans. But that kind of instability makes me nervous, if you know what I mean. What about North Korea's ability to set off a nuke over America that would take out the power grids and fry our electronics? Apparently, the Pentagon is taking this seriously. From Arutz Shiva, I think that means the news at 7 or something like that. In a blockbuster admission, Admiral Bill Gortney, commander of North American Aerospace Defense Command, that's NORAD, and U.S. Northern Command, U.S. NORTHCOM, disclosed that the Pentagon now believes North Korea has mastered the ability to miniaturize its nuclear bombs so they can be fitted onto their latest mobile KN-08 intercontinental ballistic missiles, ICBMs, which are capable of reaching the continental United States. And the article goes on, at the news conference, Admiral Gortney flatly stated, Pyongyang has, quote, the ability to to put a nuclear weapon on a KN-08 and shoot it at the homeland, the continental United States, by the way. He expressed confidence that the U.S. could knock down such a missile if launched by North Korea or its ally, Iran. So, who knows? The general believes we could stop any ICBM sent our way by either North Korea or their allies, the Iranians. It's just past midnight here, folks. I have a flight to catch in L.A. at 7:45, which means I've got to roll out of here by 3 a.m. and my day started at 5:30 a.m., so if I sound a bit tired, that would be because I am. So I need to move toward a conclusion here, folks. I think someone has set off a moral EMP over America and knocked out the moral electronics of the brains of the people in this country, short-circuited their reasoning capacity. The common sense is gone. You know, we now know for a fact that the Obama administration knew al-Qaeda's 2012 Benghazi attack was planned 10 days in advance of the event. Judicial Watch has been pursuing this story right along, and I praise God for them, filing FOIA requests, Freedom of Information Act requests, from the beginning of this, and getting stonewalled and diverted by Obama's, quote, most transparent presidency in the history of America, end quote. What a joke. Right. Folks, there has not been a president in our history that has done more to obstruct justice and interfere with Freedom of Information Act requests than this president, the president alleged. Anyway, after several lawsuits and just not giving up, Judicial Watch finally got their hands on the documents that prove now, beyond any doubt, that what we already knew, really, and that is that Obama and Hillary knew that Benghazi attacks had nothing to do with any movie, that they were pre-planned by a group that identifies itself as the Brigades of the Captive Omar Abdul Rahman, B-O-C-O-A-R, Bokar, or Bakar, something like that. The blind sheik, you know, who is in prison for his involvement in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, you know, among other terrorist acts. Additionally, the documents obtained by Judicial Watch confirm that the Obama administration knew that Libyan arms were being smuggled to Syrian rebel forces, exactly as I suggested at the very beginning of all this. You know, the ones that became ISIS? Yeah, we were funneling weapons to them out of the Benghazi port there. And now hear this, and now hear this. We now have confirmation that the Obama administration knew long before Christopher Stevens was murdered by terrorists while Obama and Hillary looked the other way, that the arms being sent into Syria through Benghazi were likely going to fall into the hands of ISIS, or that is, into the hands of jihadists. And an analysis prepared by the Defense Intelligence Agency, dated September 12, 2012, of course, the day after the Benghazi attack, details that the attack on the compound had been carefully planned by the Bakor terrorist group to kill as many Americans as possible. Folks, this document was then sent to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, then Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and to the Obama White House National Security Council. That document tells us, quote, the attack was planned 10 or more days prior on approximately 01 September 2012. The intention was to attack the consulate and to kill as many Americans as possible to seek revenge for U.S. killing of Abu Yahi in Pakistan and in memorial of the 11 September 2011 attacks on the World Trade Center buildings. This document goes on to inform Hillary, Panetta, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and Obama's Security Council, that is, Obama himself, that, quote, a violent radical, the leader of Bakar, is Abdul Basset Azouz. Azouz was sent by Zawahiri to set up al-Qaeda bases in Libya, end quote. Furthermore, these documents reveal this was all set up with the approval of a member of the Muslim Brotherhood movement, you know, Obama's buds. How is it possible that the GOP leadership is spending their time trying to figure out how to derail Trump and not focusing their energy on getting the truth out about Obama and Hillary and their culpability in the murder of our Ambassador Christopher Stevens and Information Management Officer Sean Smith? Then later, in another attack on a separate compound, Tyrone Woods and Glenn Doherty, all murdered. You know, but an EMP has exploded over the heads of Democrats and Republic rats and scrambled their brains and fried their sense circuits. Or perhaps we could look at this biblically. Their conscience is seared with a hot iron. Bible thump alert. speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. In this case, speaking lies about what happened in Benghazi and their hypocrisy, arrogantly deceiving the American people without a twinge of conscience, because they don't have one. It is seared, scorched, burnt by the intense heat of their passion for power, searing the nerve endings in their soul that make normal people sensible of right and wrong. If you Democrats and Republicrats won't do something about this, and if the voters fail to hold these people accountable, you know what? Well, we can take comfort at least in this. God will, quote, in flaming fire taking vengeance on all them who know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, 2 Thessalonians 1:8. But be forewarned, all who join them in their lies will join them in their judgment. Every prog and every goper that refuses to hear the cry of Stephen's blood from Benghazi's ground and hold these perpetrators of this evil accountable will themselves be held to account for the blood of Christopher Stephen, Sean Smith, Woods, and Daugherty. That blood that drips from the hands of Obama and Hillary is passed to and forever stains every hand that shakes theirs to strike a bargain for political favor. All right, folks, I got to go. The Lighthouse Baptist Church family is teaming up with some friends of the Brain Massage radio show to present the Santa Maria Area Emergency Preparedness Survival Expo 15. It's scheduled for October 3. It begins at 9 a.m., runs till 4 p.m. at the Lighthouse. Now, like you, I'm sure, I want my family and my church family to be prepared for inevitable, foreseeable future needs. It's a biblical principle taught in Proverbs 6, so I've invited some friends of the Brain Massage Show who have skills and expertise in this area to provide an opportunity for me and my church family to learn how to protect ourselves and our families in the case of an emergency that would interrupt access to food, water, medical services, and so on. In fact, in a recent meeting, we identified several categories we're going to cover in Survival Expo 15. These will include shelter, food preparation, water supply, making fire for cooking, heat, security, communications, medical, light, how to prepare a bug-out bag, what to do with waste, and a resource list, and so on. Now, we've decided to invite a radio audience, and of course, that means you. If you've got a topic you would like for us to address at Survival Expo 15, call or write me an email, let me know. I'll have a web page set up to receive registrations in a week or so. Meanwhile, if you want to pre-register for the event, call our toll-free number, 1-888-770-8000, and let us know you're interested, or email me by going to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and give us, you know, your name, contact information, all that, so we can ensure you have a place reserved at Survival Expo 15. Now, my dear friends, I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. And now you let me know you see that they are on. Call 1-888-770-8000. That's 1-888-770-8000. And leave a message for me in our listener response hotline. It's a free call to anyone within the continental United States, from outside the country, or for those who prefer it. You can email me by going to our website at thebrainmassageshow.com. That's thebrainmassageshow.com. And you'll see there a place to write me an email. If you're in a hurry when you call, just call. See, lights on or lights off and hang up. But if you will, leave me a message. I always appreciate and really enjoy hearing from my listeners. So give me a call. Positive or negative, either way, God bless you. God save America. And I'll see you in church.
Every corruption we see in our houses of government begin in our houses of worship. Christians begin departing from the founders of our faith and ignoring God's laws long before our politicians begin departing from our founders and ignoring the laws of our land. Revival must begin in the house of God with a return to the old paths. Lighthouse Baptist Church invites you to join us on the old path. Call 347-9887 or go to santamarialighthouse.org for more information.